Hi, I'm James Abrams.
And I'm John Abrams.
And we're the Abrams Brothers. And you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Please support community radio.
Welcome, this is CFRC 101.9 FM, and we broadcast all over the internet at cfrc.ca. My name is Grim, this is A Working Knowledge, and I'm your host for the next 60 minutes every Wednesday evening from 10 until 11 p.m. So thanks very much for, maybe wandering around the dial or the computer and finding us. Happy to have you here. I play a mix of music every show, you know, indie, alternative, electronic, experimental, some jazz, R&B, whichever sort of vibe I'm in. We'll get an airing tonight, so stick around. Hopefully there'll be something which catches your fancy. One of the books, I read a lot of music books, biographies, and autobiographies, and sociological takes on music as well. So I picked up this one recently called Too Much Too Young, The Two-Tone Record Story, subtitled Rude Boys, Racism, and the Soundtrack of a Generation by Daniel Rochelle, UK author. It's fantastic. I would never describe myself as hugely into ska, but certainly the time frame that he's talking about with this book is one that I'm familiar with. And just to very, very briefly, so in 1979, Two-Tone Records exploded into the consciousness of music lovers in Britain, the US, and beyond, as albums by The Specials, The Selector, Madness, The English Beat, and The Body Snatchers burst onto the charts, and a youth movement was born. And Two Tone was black and white, a multiracial force of British and Caribbean musicians, singing about social issues, racism, class, gender struggles, injustice in society, and fought against right-wing extremism. The idea of Two Tone was born in Coventry, England, and masterminded by middle-class art student Jerry Dammers, who envisioned creating an English Motown. He was, of course, a member of The Specials. Really, really fine. It's a thick one. I'm 100 pages in, enjoying it immensely. So, of course, I have been, interested to hear more, dig out some old ska from the collection, and lo and behold, that's where we find ourselves this evening. So we're going to a couple of ska and fellow travelers to start tonight, starting with, of course, The Specials, and this is A Message to Rudy.
Time is straight. too much pressure.
Thank you.
but nobody but you can decide. I know people gonna talk the way they do sometimes, but don't let them change your mind. Change your mind.
Well, that was a short-ish set of British ska, rocksteady, R&B flavors for you here on CFRC 101.9 FM. In that set, we heard from James Hunter, The Style Council, Madness, The Selector, and The Specials. All sort of 2 minute 55 seconds long. Just perfect timing for side A of a 45. This is A Working Knowledge. My name's Grim. Thanks very much for checking me out tonight. Heading into this next set, this is new from the Beavis Frond. Their album Focus on Nature came out last year. Really digging it myself. Maybe We Got It Wrong.
Shadows here. Can I'm champion, and now that's a start. Is this your name or a doctor's eye chart? You went ready. A half angel, half tongue. Thank you.
challenge with playing a set of up-tempo power pops or, you know, some good jangly rock music is I just want to keep going. And I realize I need to come back at some point and at least give a shout-out to the station here, CFRC 101.9 FM, just in case people are, you know, spinning the dial digitally or otherwise, to know where am I. So you are listening to CFRC. We're in Kingston, Ontario. My name's Grim, and this program's called Working Knowledge, and I play all kinds of things, as I think if you've been listening from the top of the hour, it may give you a very good idea. So I don't know if I need to go through anything. There's a whole bunch of up-tempo, guitar, jangly, power pop, and others in that last set. So hopefully that's your bag and you enjoyed it. I'm going to shift things up as we head into the downslope of the program here. It's about 15 minutes left or so. And I want to play you some Iggy Pop. Not some up-tempo Iggy Pop. Heavens no. We're going to go some more down-tempo. Iggy Pop from 2017, he did a collab with 10Trix, Point Never, and this is a song called The Pure and the Damned.
Where we can do everything we want to, and we can pet the crocodiles. Love.
On Saturday, May 2nd at 6 p.m., the Food Sharing Project invites you to step into a lively, chef-powered dining experience unlike any other. Start the night with a complimentary cocktail, raw bar, and charcuterie before moving through a series of interactive stations hosted by chefs from six standout Kingston restaurants, including Aqua Terra, Baja Craft Kitchen, Bella Bistro, Kutu Catering, Crave Coffee House, and Days on Front. Each station offers a seasonal creation crafted to showcase the talent and creativity of our local culinary scene. With wine served at dinner, live music, a cash bar, and a silent auction, it's an evening designed to delight every sense. Funds raised will support the Food Sharing Project's work, ensuring students across Kingston and area have access to the nourishing food they need to thrive. Tickets are $125 per person. Learn more at www.foodsharingproject.org/savorspring.
Are you between 14 and 30 years old and interested in organizing a French language activity for youth in your community? The VIF program can make it happen. You could receive $850 to create your activity, and your partnering organization could get $150 to support it. Bring your idea to life. Visit programvif.ca and apply today.